This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
To you live. This is Lock and Load. And as we get to do on Wednesdays, we are now joined by writer, activist, law enforcement officer, scientist, Dean Weingarten. Good evening, sir.
I'm glad to be here, Bill.
Now, we talked on Friday, and I think I bought ammunition last week on, like, Tuesday, if I'm not mistaken. And then I got up Monday, and Armageddon was up on us.
Yes. Well, I think most of our listeners probably have more than a box on hand.
Sure.
Because people who listen to this show are more prepared than the average bear, so to speak. And I stopped by the Walmart, the local one, just to look at things because I had been told there weren't very many people there. But when I got there, the parking lot was mostly full. The aisles, while not crowded, were fairly busy.
Right.
And there wasn't much ammunition left. Plenty of shotgun ammo.
Yeah.
Not much 22 or rifle ammo.
What about 9mm? That's like the ammunition.
Well, they've been selling out of that stuff at Walmart for months, so I don't expect to find much of it there because they've made the decision not to stock pistol ammo.
Right. I did not. Well, see, I don't shop at Walmart. I haven't shopped at Walmart since 2014.
Well, I would got into the habit of stopping in to see what was happening with ammunition there during the great 22 ammunition bubble.
Right.
Because I used the Walmart stores as a gauge of whether we were coming out of the bubble or not.
Yeah.
Because how much ammunition they had, whether there was a 3-box limit, and what the price were all good indicators of whether we had gotten out of the bubble. And I expected the bubble to just burst, but instead it kind of deflated a bit more slowly, and but it did eventually. And up until now, you could get ammunition certainly below 4 cents around, and if you really looked around, you'd get down to 3 cents around.
Right.
For 22.
Have you seen any price gouging going on right now?
I haven't, but that doesn't mean it isn't.
I saw some places online where like 1,000 rounds of 5.56 is, and you know, just talking about the standard 55 grain round, $979.
Well, I'll tell you how badly I am concerned with prices and such, and that my brother was down visiting in wonderful winter Arizona weather,
right,
and he wanted to head back so as not to be caught away from his home. And so I gave him over 3,000 rounds of 22 to take back with him. So.
Sure.
Just, you know, because I had plenty, and I figured he might be nice for him to have on his trip.
Yeah. You never know when you might need a few thousand rounds of 22 on the trip.
Yeah.
Well, I can see where that might become a thing. I could get that. I get it. When I travel, it looks like I'm preparing for a small war. So I mean,
yeah, I mean, and that's one of the beauties of living in the United States. It's nobody really has anything to complain about with that. So
yeah, so as far as the rest of it's concerned, I have gone to a gun shop. I've gone to the same gun shop 2 days in a row, and first of all, they don't have any ammo at all. And the only guns they have for sale as far as handguns, because everybody's looking for handguns right now. The only handguns they have is they had gone and they'd gone to an estate sale and bought an entire gun collection. So they have lots of Colt Pythons and older Colt 1911s in the series 70s, and they've got a bunch of really nice Smith & Wesson various models of the, what is it, the 29 or 27? Which is the one that's 44?
Yeah, the 44 would be the 29. Yeah. 27 is 357.
Yeah. They've got lots and lots of that stuff, but, I mean, it also, like, some of the Pythons are going for $3,000, so they're not selling any of those. And you could go in there and just hold up a regular self-defense pistol and start a bidding war. If you wanted to.
I ought to sell some of my stuff. I mean, there's some guns that I have that are, sort of surplus to my need.
Yeah.
And, I got some Pump 22 rifles that old Remingtons that, I don't particularly have a need for, but I guess those are not the ones in demand.
No, everybody seems to be looking for handguns, but like when I found ammo yesterday, I found 1,000 rounds of 9mm, and I needed 124 grain. I got barrel loads of 115 grain, but I needed some 124 grain. And so I found that, and I went there, and when I went in there to pick it up, they were holding everything to one person coming in at a time, unless they knew you. And then when I went in there, they knew me. And there was a young man there that was Asian who didn't speak enough English to understand what he was looking at, who's now got a Glock 19 and a box of ammunition. And he didn't know how many rounds went into the magazine. He hadn't researched it or anything else. And the kid behind the counter tried to give him a quick block of instruction. I'm very worried about that young Asian fella. I'm afraid he's going to shoot himself.
Yeah, you know, a Glock is not the best gun for somebody who's totally unfamiliar with firearms.
Yeah.
You need at least to understand the basic safety rules.
Yeah.
And a lot of police officers, well, a small, very tiny percentage, but still a significant number, ended up shooting themselves in the leg because they were used to double-action revolvers.
Yep.
So,
That's why they have a 12-pound trigger now, right?
Well, some of them do, and the safety warning on the owner's manual have become so voluminous and silly that very few people read them anymore.
Yeah.
I'm not talking specific. I'm talking generic owner's manual, not just the Glock, to be clear here. But you look at an owner's manual, and they tell you things like, don't use this hair dryer while you're taking a bath.
Yeah.
Well,
They do. You're right about that.
They say things like, make sure the gun is unloaded before you point it at yourself and pull the trigger or something.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, if you adhere to two of the main rules, don't point it at anybody, don't point it at yourself, and keep your finger out of the trigger guard, you're probably going to get by.
Right. The rules, reinforce each other.
Yeah.
And to people who've been in the gun culture a long time, they become second nature. But to somebody who's never had a gun before, yeah, they need a little training. You can learn almost everything you need to know. I'm not saying you become proficient, but you can learn almost everything you need to know in about a two-hour course in terms of gun safety and basic handling.
But not in 15 minutes.
No, it's hard.
Or 10 minutes.
It's hard. You could learn, don't put your finger on the trigger until you're going to shoot. Don't point at anybody. But that's just, that's rational knowledge of the conscious mind. What you need for those safety rules is to be slapped on the hands a few times when you do it wrong so that it becomes second nature. It becomes instinctive.
Right. Let me get you to hold up right there. We're coming up on the break. We're going to get into some of the stuff you've written. Tap on the coronavirus a little bit here and there as we go. We're talking to Dean Weingarten. More people read his stuff than anybody else that writes about guns in the United States. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Mike's Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spike's Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spike's Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Live. This is Lock and Load, and we are talking to Dean Weingarten. And before we get back in the coronavirus thing, he's done another article about another bear attack.
Yes, this is a very interesting one, and I was able to interview the man it happened to back in 2017 in the Bob Marshall Wilderness in Montana. So it was a it was a very interesting story because
looks like a big bear. Is it? Was it a big bear?
It was a pretty big bear. I mean, yeah. It's a mountain grizzly, so they don't get quite as big as the coastal browns up in Alaska. It was probably 500 or 600 pounds because it was a mature boar, and that's a very reasonable size for them. He
right.
didn't have a scale, and after he shot the bear, and there was nobody else around, even though it was clearly in self-defense, he managed to roll it off a cliff, and he said he made the decision to, quote, roll the dice and not report it. Well, that didn't work out the best for him.
Yeah.
And part of the problem was that he was with a family hunting group. They were their base camp was 20 miles into the Bob Marshall Wilderness from the trailhead.
Right.
And then he walked about another 2 hours after that to get to where he was hunting. But he had his family and friend there, and he was pretty upset when he got back after having almost died, come very close to being either knocked off the cliff or severely mauled when he shot the bear. And his family knew him real well, and they could tell that something was bothering him, so they worked on him and got the story out of him. And within 5 days, the federal government was informed that a bear had been shot back there. Because 5 days after it was shot, a helicopter lifted it out. But
what are the rules?
6 months.
What are the rules regarding shooting a bear in self-defense if it's not in?
Well,
like,
if you're justified, you know, if the bear presented an actual threat to you and you shot it, it's legal. But you have to report it, and I think they give you 24 hours or 3 days. You're given some amount of time to report it.
Right.
But he didn't report it in the correct amount of time. And it took federal agents 6 months to get a hold of him because he works as a construction worker. And he had a girlfriend, and he was staying with the girlfriend. And the agents never tried calling his phone. I guess they thought he wouldn't answer. But so they walked in the door 6 months later. And they said, we'd like to talk to you about your last trip into the Bob Marshall. Did you see any bears while you're up there? And he said, yeah, I shot one. And then he told them what had happened. He had taken pictures and video on the scene with some sort of vague idea that it would be useful in proving that it had been self-defense. They'd investigated his story, the pictures, the video, all were congruent. And they agreed that he had shot the bear in self-defense.
Right.
But because he had cut off the bear's paws as a memento, they agreed to a plea bargain where he paid a $5,000 fine and gave the paws back to the federal officers. But he was not adjudicated guilty of any felony. It was just a misdemeanor. No jail time, and there's a probationary period of 1 year where he won't be able to buy a hunting license in that period.
And he's got $5,000 he can't spend on nothing now because he had to spend it on that.
That's right. You know, $5,000 is a fair amount of money. You know,
yeah.
That's and this man, Brian Berg is his name, likes very well-made rifles. And so he could have bought a very nice rifle for that $5,000. But he's got a couple, so he's not bereft of possessions. He just paid an expensive fine.
Right, for an expensive mistake.
Yes.
Should, now, in the event that he had reported this, would the same outcome have occurred?
Probably not, because he had good evidence that it was self-defense.
What about the cutting off of the paws part?
Well, you shouldn't have done that. That makes it all much dicier. You're not allowed to do that. But if he'd have cut off the paws and turned them in when he reported it, that would probably have been okay.
Is that a usual practice when you take a bear as a trophy to cut off their paws?
Well, people skin them out, and they usually leave the paws attached to the hide for trophies. And they usually take the head as well. And up in Alaska, when somebody shoots a grizzly in self-defense,
right,
or even a black bear, they're required to skin out the bear and bring in the hide with paws and head to be disposed of by the equivalent of Fish and Game, which I think is run by their state police up there in Alaska.
Right. That just seems sort of, when I read that, I was like, that seems sort of ghoulish. Plus, cutting off the paws, and then it was it like it almost sounded like he was trying to keep it from being identified.
Well, yeah, except bears don't have fingerprints. That
right.
You can go by.
But then he cuts off the paws and then rolls the dead body off of a cliff. How far down did the bear fall?
I don't know, but he has a picture. There's a picture in the story where he shows a rifle on the edge of a cliff, looking out over into the wilderness. You know, I don't know. I didn't ask him how far down it was, but I got the impression it was like 50 or more feet because he was seriously concerned that if he'd have gone over, he'd have been killed.
Well, yeah. That sounds like a bit of a...
So I can't tell you exactly how far it was, but it was a good way. And I talked to him extensively, did several interviews, and I believe him. I think he's telling the truth about what happened and that he shot the bear in self-defense, and it was a very, very close thing. He killed the bear with one shot. That was an instant incapacitation, and he shot from the hip. And this probably doesn't happen very often, somebody shooting a big grizzly boar from the hip with a .338 Norma Magnum that weighs 11 pounds.
Yeah, that sounds like a bit of a gun there.
Yeah, well, it's a long range, meant to be a very long range gun. But he had practiced not shooting that rifle from the hip.
Right.
But he would hunt bears earlier, several years earlier. He would hunt bears with, hunt elk primarily, I believe, with a bow. But because the elk are found in grizzly country.
Yeah.
He wanted a gun to defend himself with, and he carried a pistol grip Mossberg 12-gauge shotgun for that.
There you go. Hang on for me, if you would. Coming up on the next break, we'll be right back talking with Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load.
Piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump has a message for Americans living in federally funded housing who are affected by the coronavirus outbreak.
The Department of Housing and Urban Development is providing immediate relief to renters and homeowners by suspending all foreclosures and evictions until the end of April.
The president also says the U.S.-Canadian border will be temporarily closed to all non-essential traffic.
No tipping point. It's just that we want to isolate from the same point. We don't want people coming into contact because that's the way we're going to win this war. That is so important.
Republican Congressman from Florida Mario Diaz-Balart has tested positive for coronavirus, becoming the first U.S. lawmaker to contract the virus that's spreading through the United States. Diaz-Balart took to Twitter to say that he's feeling much better. However, it's very important that everyone follow seriously the guidelines set forth by the CDC. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance. You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
To you live. This is Lock and Load, and we are talking with Dean Weingarten. And you became a movie critic.
Yeah, yes. Well, I went to see this movie, The Hunt.
Yeah.
I wanted to see it because I've read a little bit about it, and because I wanted to see how many people were in the theater.
Yeah.
Well, it was a matinee. There usually aren't that many people, but there was my brother and I went, and there were two other people in theater that seated at least 200. So it was a very safe place to be. There wasn't anybody close.
Right.
I liked the movie.
Yeah?
I thought it was great satire. But if you don't have a satire gene, don't see the movie.
Yeah. For the thing that I'm seeing about it, if you look on some of the political pages that have looked at that, it's actually sort of subsided now, but with the coronavirus. Of course, everything is subsided due to the coronavirus, which I want to ask you about that in just a second. But is that it's the leftist going after the deplorables?
Yes. The elites in the media do not come off well in this movie. They look like buffoonish, silly, vindictive poltroons.
Okay.
But the movie goes after a lot of people, and there's some stereotypes that even woke millennials will be able to laugh at as well.
Do the deplorables get loose and put the beat down on them?
Well, it's, I don't want to give the movie away. There's a lot of blood and gore in the movie.
Yeah.
And, I don't think it's, let's say the good guys win, but there's considerable cost.
Well, yeah. I've seen some of the trailers. There's a lot of shooting going on in there, and normally when there's a lot of shooting and there's people involved, there's people getting shot, and that's gory. So
it's not a training film. I mean, it's very, very unrealistic. Anybody who's ever done much in shooting or had to deal with actual real world events will say, well, that doesn't happen that way. That doesn't happen that way. That doesn't happen that way. It's a satire. It's kind of like Gulliver's Travels. You know, when you go out onto the ocean, you don't find an island with a bunch of tiny little people on it.
Right.
But Gulliver was making political satire about the politics of his time. And this is political satire about the politics of our time.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's a lot of really stupid things that go on, and you look at that and say, well that couldn't have happened that way.
Right.
It doesn't matter. It's not meant to be accurate. It's not reality. It's sort of almost a cartoonish satire of how politics work today.
You know, the thing about this nowadays is that everybody takes everything that happens and puts such a serious note on it. Everything is politicized now, isn't it?
Well, yes. And, you know, there's a place in the movie where some of the woker, the elite are talking to themselves, and it's like, well, I can say black. Black is okay to say now. No, it's not. Yes, it is. Who told so? PBS. And who runs PBS? Oh, yeah, white people.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just funny. I found that to be hilarious. And, you know, I didn't worry too much about all the blood, guts, and death because it's satire.
Yeah.
I even thought all the blood and guts, gore, I should just say, was a satire on slasher movies.
Right.
Because they have all this blood and everything, and it's just to get box office. I mean, it's a statement about the state of our movie industry. And whether that was deliberate or not, I thought it was pretty good satire there.
Yeah.
And there are scenes. I don't think it'll be given away to say that if you watch the movie, you'll see scenes and you'll say, isn't that a takeoff of this movie? Not quite exactly, but kind of a takeoff of it. And isn't this one a takeoff of that movie? And isn't that one a takeoff of that movie? So, you know, they use that type of thing to emphasize the satire and to engage with the viewer. So I'd recommend it. If you don't have trouble understanding satire, go see it. If you have trouble understanding satire, don't go.
Well, it'll just upset you.
And there's a lot of people who do not understand satire because I see them on the internet all the time. Because there'll be something satirical and they will take it for gospel truth.
I don't, I don't like, I was a big fan of Monty Python. I still am a big fan of Monty Python, right?
Almost, it's not quite, but it's kind of in that direction.
Well, does it border on being ridiculous? I guess that'd be the question, because that's what Monty Python's humor is, ridiculous.
Yeah.
But it's funny.
It's a little ways off of that, because it's kind of, do you ever see Arnold Schwarzenegger in The Last Action Hero?
Yes.
That was a movie, and it was almost Monty Python-esque because all the stuff was ridiculous, you know?
Right.
But it was a kind of a satire on movie making. I liked The Last Action Hero, and this one is not quite that obvious. But if you look for it, you'll see it. I think I'm a little more sensitive to satire than most, perhaps, because of what I do. But it's out there. And there's another thing. And this part of the theme of this movie is things on the internet are taken seriously and get people in trouble. And I never knew there were so many perfect people in the universe until I discovered them on the internet. There are so many people on the internet that never ever seem to make a mistake. It's just amazing.
Well, at least in their perception, right? At least in the way they see the world.
They seem, you know, if anybody makes the slightest error, well, it couldn't possibly have done that, you know, without without wanting to. You know, it's just the way that it is. And there are a lot of people who just look for somebody making an error to point it out. And I think there was one comment about my review that said, well, this is obviously, I'm probably botching the quote, but this is obviously genocide porn. And I'm going, I don't think so.
Genocide porn. That's a new thing, really, too. I don't know if you've noticed that. Everything gets the porn. Like, if I publish a picture of a bunch of guns, it's gun porn, and, you know. Yeah.
Right.
All this stuff nowadays is just so much fun. But anyway, we're coming up on the next break. Now, Dean, for what he is, for the fact that he is so well-read, and when I say he is well-read, what I'm saying is that more people read his stuff than anybody else's stuff in the gun genre. You can find about half of his stuff at the place where he's hanging out right now. And thankfully, that is Ammoland.com. There's about 1,500 articles there by my reckoning. I may be off slightly, but I don't know. I doubt it. Check him out at Ammoland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. This is all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
On the firing line, coming to you live, this is Lock and Load, and we are talking to Dean Weingarten, and I wanted to talk about this simply because I wonder if the tune will change now, because you wrote an article about increased long gun availability.
Yes, this was a great academic study that was done by a graduate, I believe, well, he may be an adjunct professor. I'd have to clarify that. And what he did was he had this brilliant idea. And I think it was a brilliant idea. He said, the theory is that if you have guns available, guns and ammo readily available, that crime goes up. It's not a great theory, but it is a theory, okay? And he said, we can test this in rural areas, and we can see if it holds for long guns. Because every year, there's millions of people that go out deer hunting. And when they go out deer hunting, they have their long guns are much more available than they are normally, because they're carrying them around and have ammunition for them, and they're going out into public areas with them. And so, if long gun availability would increase crime, we should see it in deer hunting season. And this is called a natural experiment. And he did a really good study. He looked at this over 20 years and 21 states. So he had a lot of data. And guess what? There wasn't any crime increase. In fact, the tendency was toward a small crime decrease, and for minors, people under the age of, well, I think 18, he might have looked at 21, I'm trying to remember exactly, he found that there was a significant decrease in crimes involving drugs and alcohol. So you actually have evidence. I mean, you have good evidence. This is a big study, 20 years, millions of people. And you have good evidence that young people going hunting decreases criminal activity. Oh, and I should clarify, it wasn't all crime. Violent crime decreased. And one of the ways that he calibrated his study was to see how many people got arrested for possession of a firearm, nonviolent possession charges. And this is more likely to happen in deer season because more people have guns and they might inadvertently you know, have the gun in a school zone or get stopped where somebody has set up a no-gun zone or something like that. And he found that using the criteria of nonviolent possession, you know, that where the police had a record of it, it showed a 300% increase in possession of long guns in deer season across this large period. And since there was a 300% increase in availability that he could easily measure, I suspect it was much more because hunters tend to be pretty law-abiding people.
Right.
But with that 300% in availability, there was no violent crime increase at all or a slight decrease. And this just reinforces what we have seen in other studies. And I think previously on another show, we talked about the study where they did another big study, I think around 3,300 gun shows in California and in Texas. And they were particularly looking at the differences because they thought, well, if you have a gun show and it's highly regulated, as in California, we have to wait 10 days before you can pick up a gun. You cannot pick it up at the show.
Right.
And in Texas, where you walk in and you can buy a gun the same day. And so they said, well, Texas are not regulated as much, so we should have more criminal activity in Texas. Well, no. They found there was no increase in suicides. There was no increase in homicides, at least in California. But when they got to Texas, the homicides actually decreased in the 2 weeks after a gun show. So there are a number of studies that all point in this same direction, that people having guns does not increase crime.
Right.
Now, you can be fooled, and they will try to fool you by changing the metric. They'll say, well, if you have more guns, you have more crimes committed with guns. But that's a fake metric. If you have...
Isn't that... Let me ask you a question. Isn't that a little bit like saying if you have an in-ground pool, you have a better chance of drowning in an in-ground pool?
Well, to some extent, but it's also like saying if you have more cars, you're going to have more crimes committed with cars.
Okay.
But it doesn't say whether you have more crimes or not. It's just more crimes with that thing. And you might actually have a decrease in total crime or no change in total crime. And that was another thing the California study found, is while in California there was a slight decrease in suicides with guns, there was a corresponding increase, almost exactly the same, of suicides without guns. So there's just a almost 100%, probably slightly more than 100% substitution effect. So you made no difference in the overall suicide rate whatsoever.
Right.
If you make no difference in the suicide rate, then there's no saying that decreasing the number of guns reduces suicide by guns is irrelevant if the number of suicides remains the same. The same number of people are still dead. So this is an academic study, I think, done in, it was published in 2011, as I recall.
Right.
No, 2018. It was the California-Texas study that was done in 2011. And it's out there, and if you go to AMLAN, there's links to the actual study. It's a well-done study. You know, I'm a trained scientist. I've read a lot of studies, and this one is well done. He really tries to look at all the possibilities that could negate his natural experiment, and I think he does an excellent job of it. He cites other studies that I don't agree with. But by citing them, he isn't saying they're necessarily true. He's just citing the literature, which is the responsible thing to do. You always want to do a literature search to see what's out there when you're writing a scientific paper.
Right. Do you think this whole, if we were to see widespread breakdown, do you think this will lay the gun issue to rest, or will it just take some time for it to settle down, or what do you think?
What we're seeing is reality intrudes on the gun control fantasy.
Oh, yeah.
There's this fantasy out there that the left tries to promulgate, that if you don't have guns, there will be less violence and less crime. It's just not true, but they like to promulgate that.
Sure.
And when people are confronted with the reality that they may need a gun to protect themselves, it doesn't have to come where you actually have the riots, like in L.A. or in Detroit or wherever. If people confront themselves with the fact that they might need a gun to defend themselves, their attitude changes, especially when they say, you know, I'm going to go out and buy a gun just in case I have to have one, like the young Asian man you were talking about.
Yeah. I don't know why.
You know, when they do that, they start to educate themselves. And the more they educate themselves, the more they realize that the Second Amendment is a good idea, and I'm glad we have it. And so that the number of gun owners goes up, and the number of people who are committed to taking away or reducing or disarming society goes down a little bit. And we've been playing this game now for about 50 years, and I think the gun controllers hit a maximum at about 1994.
Yeah.
And they've been decreasing ever since.
Yeah.
So you got more money now.
Yeah. But we're about to run out of time. I need to get in touch with you tomorrow about Friday. But
okay.
You'll be back on Friday, I presume, and I'm looking forward to it.
Hey, we got to all got to hunker down and self-isolate, so it sounds like a good time to do a radio show to me.
There you go. That's the beauty of the platform, Dean. Brad, thank you very much for joining me this evening.
Very good. It's always a pleasure, Bill.
Likewise. We'll be back again in 21 hours in between now and then. Remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once. Not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.